Let's go, it's your boy Richie Rock, and you're tuned in to Rants with Richie Rock. Yeah, today we're going to talk about one of my favorite games. I'll put it up there as top 10, you know, top 5 maybe. It's Red Dead Redemption 2. That game right there is something special to me. I have no idea why, because I never played Part 1. I'm actually looking forward to playing Part 1. I haven't played it yet. But I jumped right into 2 because, you know, it was there. Started playing it, you know, and I loved it. And I wondered to myself, how did I not see this game a long time ago, you know? And I started watching YouTube clips of, you know, Red Dead Redemption 1. And I liked it, you know, so... Anyway, but back to Red Dead Redemption 2. This game, if you like open scenery, cowboy themes, I'm talking back then, 1877 Midwestern cowboy and Indian type vibes, this is it. This is like Back to the Future 3, you know, when they go back to see the Indians and stuff like that. This is it. I love it. And you have a chance to just, you know, grab any horse you want. Of course, you got to steal them or buy them. And, you know, you can roam the free world and do what you want. Of course, there's missions and side things you have to do, you know, to gain coin and stuff like that. But there's also a lot of secret missions, like secret treasure maps and ways to get gold and just... It's crazy, and I don't want. I mean, I know the game's been out for a while now, so I know spoiler alert's been happening. But yeah, there's ways you can get rich quick in the treasure maps. All you have to do is YouTube them like I did, and I found all of them. Some of them I like to find myself because I enjoy the hunt for treasure. So I did it, you know, and it was awesome, and I beat the whole game. I actually beat it twice, and there's not really any beating the game. It's ending the missions, you know, because even when you beat the game and end the missions, there's still tons of things you can do afterwards. It's sort of like a never-ending game, you know, when you think you've done it all, there's a little bit more, and it's a pretty great game, you know, and the reason why I don't give it the 10 is I'm a little biased. I'm a sports fanatic, so I keep 10 to near and dear to me, to Madden and 2K. So Madden growing up was my favorite game, and any 2K growing up since Dreamcast, you know. But yeah, so... Red Dead Redemption 2 is about is about this cowboy, is about this gang of cowboys, and you know, they have a leader, and they're just running the free world, and they have actually real people with them. It's just not just a cowboy crew. There's a families. There's John and his family, and everyone else, and there's a kid there too as well. So it's like your family, friends, and crew are in one, and you guys travel the free world looking for a better, you know, life for everyone. And Dutch, he's basically the captain of the group. He's your father figure, and anyway, your name is Arthur as the main character. And he looks up to Dutch, and Dutch... tries to show them the way of the, you know, how to make a quick buck and stealing, robbing, but giving back to the poor folk, was to say, like, you know, sort of like a Robin Hood, you know. And yeah, so you're just listening to Dutch the whole way, just following his command, being a good right hand man, and boom, if you play the game, you know what happens. But anyway, it's a great game to play, even if you're not experiencing any gameplay, because it literally moves at your pace. the missions won't move unless you're ready to move them. So it's good for you to learn how to ride a horse, how to shoot a gun, how to fight, how to block. You know, it's a pretty great game. Red Dead Redemption 2, I like I said, I'm a little biased because I love sports. I would put it at a 10, but Madden and 2K took that place, and I couldn't see a three-way tie for first. So I just kept it right there at the 9. And Red Dead Redemption 2 is just an awesome game. I actually feel like I want to play it again. I actually might play it again. I don't know if I should play it over or I should just continue, because I beat the game already. And I have a little bit of stuff. Well, I'm just going to finish the side missions and then see how far I can really take it. But, yeah, Red Dead Redemption 2, man. If you want a game that you can get lost in, just to get away for a little bit and have fun, create your own destiny, Red Dead Redemption 2 is a great game to play. And of course, I'm not getting paid to say this. Red Dead Redemption 2 doesn't give a crap who I am. I'm just a guy just giving you my point of view. This is your boy Richie Rock, and I'm out.